Well, you know, each week at this time, or hardly ever, but this week for sure, we honor a town, village, or burg. A town, a village, or a burg, or a piano player from somewhere across the U.S., picked by our dart to this rearranged map of the U.S. Mm-hmm. And with our town of the week, here is Sarah Nix.
About halfway between New Orleans and Lafayette is where you'll find our town of the week, Morgan City, Louisiana. It's an island in the floodplain of the Atchafalaya River. The city calls itself a gumbo of the native African and European people who settled in the area.
What's that river again?
Atchafalaya.
That was so good.
Thanks. The island's strategic location gave the town a prominent role in the war between the states, after which it became a trade center for cypress, seafood, and fur. In the 30s, Morgan City became known as the jumbo shrimp capital of the world. In 1937, they held the first Louisiana Shrimp Festival. When the black gold rush hit the coast of Louisiana, Morgan City's economy boomed, and in the 60s, that annual festival was renamed the Shrimp and Petroleum Festival. I'm guessing that all of the city's 12,300 residents go to the festival every year for the Cajun Cooking Feast, the Arts and Crafts Fair, or the music. Morgan City's had a few brushes with fame. The island swamps were the backdrop for the filming of the first Tarzan movie. Old-time Cardinals...
Really?
Yep.
The silent movie?
Yep, 1917.
No kidding.
Yep. Old-time Cardinals pitcher Eddie Dyer is from Morgan City, or was from Morgan City, rather. So was Black Panther Geronimo Pratt, Olympic figure skater Burt Lankin, and football player Jermaine Jones. Visitors to Morgan City can stop by Mr. Charlie, which bills itself, quote, the only place in the world where the general public can walk aboard an authentic offshore drilling rig, end quote. If you're looking for a little sports action, check out the Morgan City High Tigers. Looking for Cajun food, there's Rita Mae's Kitchen, Lisa's Po' Boy Shop, and a host of other...
Slow down, you're going too fast. Rita Mae's what?
Rita Mae's Kitchen.
I'm trying to write all this
kitchen.
Down as you're saying it. Yes, Rita Mae's Kitchen.
Lisa's Po' Boy Shop.
Go hang on.
And?
Which do you recommend?
Probably Rita Mae's.
Rita Mae's.
And a host of other local spots.
Okay, good.
And that's our town of the week. It's Morgan City, Louisiana.
Very nice. Very nice description of Morgan City. And we're calling randomly, or Lyle is right now calling randomly to Morgan City, looking for a Feldman somewhere in Morgan. That's what usually does. He starts with that for some reason. The odds are against it in most places. I think in Morgan City it would be unlikely that he actually will find a Feldman by dialing
it
randomly.
It is, in fact, a gumbo of the native African and European settlers.
Okay.
So there could be a Feldman
something
in that
in the gumbo. A Feldman in the gumbo, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And, he's got one here. Not a Feldman, Nelson Cortez in Morgan City, Louisiana. Hi, Nelson. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Very nice to speak with you. Thank you for speaking with us. We are honoring Morgan City, Louisiana, on our show today as our town of the week.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that.
Did you hear Sarah's description of same?
Yes, I did.
Anything on there that you want to alter or elaborate on?
Well, she came pretty close on pronouncing the name of the river. It's not Atchafalaya, it's Atchafalaya.
Atchafalaya.
Okay.
It sounded good, though.
Yeah, it did.
Atchafalaya. Is there a meaning to that word? You know what that might mean?
No, it's given credit to the Indian culture with some Indian meaning, but that's one of the things that I'm not quite sure of.
Yeah. Are you from there originally, or?
Yes, I'm a native.
You are? Okay. And so
French and Spanish heritage.
Yes. Okay, that's very cool. And are you in either the shrimp or the petroleum business yourself?
No, but I'm a member of the board of directors for the Louisiana Shrimp and Petroleum Festival.
Yeah. Who named that? I mean, is that at all a problem? And because tourists, seeing that, probably don't want their shrimp in petroleum.
No, they want their shrimp cooked in cooking oil, but not petroleum.
Yeah.
It started out as the Louisiana Shrimp Festival, the oldest chartered harvest festival in the state.
Wow.
After, you know, and then when the petroleum industry came along, the power that be just decided to add petroleum to it because it's the two major industries that have changed the economic face of Morgan City through the years.
Yeah, but it implies that the shrimp is somehow involved with the petroleum, so that's...
Well, you know, you need that gasoline, that diesel fuel to power those boats to go out and catch those shrimp.
That's true. That's a good point. what business are you in or field?
I'm a retired educator.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, 34 and a half years in the classroom.
High school? Grade school?
Yes.
High school?
High school.
Well,
primarily juniors and seniors and upper-level business courses.
Oh, how cool. How cool. And now I understand you can actually go on an offshore rig there. Is that a restaurant, Mr. Charlie's?
No, it's actually, it is the first offshore rig that was used in the Gulf. It is now moored on near the railroad track in a dock in Morgan City. It's actually used as a training facility.
Oh, I see.
By several of the local oil companies to train individuals on what it's going to be like to be on a rig for a length of time where you won't be getting off of it for as much as 28 days.
Yeah, cool.
But it is open for tours.
So you go out and read.
It's open for tours, and the gentleman who does the tours does a remarkable job. When you come off of there, you know a little bit more than you did before you got there.
Yeah. Is it fun to grow up in Morgan City?
I felt it was. Yeah. You know, we're 6 miles north of the Gulf of Mexico, so if you want to do saltwater fishing, it's just an hour's boat ride away. If you wanted to do freshwater fishing, you almost just went a few blocks and you could find fresh water and fish. We have a fabulous freshwater lake, Lake Pulluard in Morgan City, which has a phenomenal campground attached to it. And so you have all the hunting and fishing that you could possibly want. And if you don't want, you know, catch the seafood or kill the game, there are numerous restaurants that you can go in and get some fabulous Cajun-style food.
Yeah. I bet the food is pretty good there, huh?
It is. Second only to New Orleans in my book.
Yeah. What do you like? What do you prefer? What kind of Cajun dishes do you prefer?
I like gumbo. Gumbo is my favorite. Any type of gumbo is one of my favorite foods.
Yeah.
And second to gumbo, I like, we have, in this area, we have blue crab, and I really enjoy any dish prepared with crab.
Yeah. Do you make your own gumbo? I understand people pass... You can inherit a roux from your parents, I guess.
I don't cook.
You don't cook at all, huh?
I don't cook. All I do is if it's given to me in a bowl, I can microwave it. But I couldn't even begin to tell you how to make a gumbo, but I could tell you how to eat it.
Yeah. Is there a cook in your family, at least, that you can eat from?
Yes. My mother and father were both excellent cooks.
Yeah, how cool. Is that true about the roux, by the way, that gets passed on? I heard someone tell me that.
Yeah, it takes some time to learn how to... master roux making, but it can be done.
Yeah, it can be done. And how is the shrimp this year, the harvest and so forth? Good year?
Shrimp season is just kind of kicking off. It's two or three different seasons during the year, but the potential for the catch this year is supposed to be pretty good, provided we don't have any unwanted visitors in the Gulf in the form of tropical storms.
Yeah. How has it been pretty good so far as the storm situation?
We've only had that one little disturbance in the lower Gulf, well, actually Bay of Campeche, but everything else is fine.
Oh, good. Glad to hear it. And this festival, when is the festival itself?
It's held annually, Labor Day weekend, every year.
On Labor Day weekend.
We kick it off on Thursday prior to Labor Day, and it runs Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and it includes... an extensive craft show, tremendous amount of food booths. We have in City Park, because the festival actually takes place in downtown Morgan City in the historic district. And we have music in the park beginning on Friday night and ending on Monday, Labor Day evening.
Yeah, that's fun. That sounds fun.
Yes.
Now, if we were coming down there, Nelson, not necessarily for the festival, but we were just coming down there, what's the one place you would want to take us that tourists wouldn't normally see, where the locals like to go or hang out, or a spot like that?
Lake Inn Park I was referring to earlier, is, you know, it has cypress trees, it has a beach, you're right on this big freshwater lake, you can swim, there's potentials to, rent craft to go out on the lake. Just walking in Morgan City downtown to the Atchafalaya River, it's a pretty big river, and it runs pretty fast, located between two small towns. That's an interesting thing as well. And then just walking through the historic district, we have buildings in our historic district that, from the early, late 1800s to straight through to modern times.
Yeah. Now,
people.
If we're boating through the cypress groves and all that, do we have to worry about any large animals with teeth?
Yes, you will see quite a number of alligators. The alligator population is pretty extensive.
Yeah, but not to worry, right?
Not to worry. Now, if you get out the boat, you might have a problem.
So in the boat, you're no problems as long as you're in the boat. So you just don't want to rock. You don't want to rock the boat, I guess.
No, it would not be a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever done any snaring of gators or that sort of thing?
No, I just observe them from a distance. But my father was an alligator hunter, and the largest alligator he killed was 12 feet long.
No kidding. Wow. Wow.
And the largest one I've ever seen myself was 13 feet long.
Wow. So your father hunted alligators, and your parents both were great cooks, and you just decided that skips generations or something? You don't do any of that?
It skipped mine.
Do you have kids?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
No children.
We can't see if that skips yours to the next generation. Well, Nelson, thank you so much for speaking with us. It's really fascinating, and it's great to talk with you, and it sounds like a great place to be, Morgan City, and to visit. And we have a little something for you.
Yet Nelson will be sending you the pride of America's Dairyland in a scrumptious selection of 10 premium certified organic cheeses and butters from Lafarge, Wisconsin's Organic Valley Family of Farms.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Nelson Cortez, ladies and gentlemen, from Morgan City, our town of the week. Oh. I shouldn't give it to him because he always keeps the microphone. Oh, this is how we pick our town of the week. We have this the map where no state is where it should be because we kept hitting Nebraska as a bullseye, on the map. Someone like to throw this dart and pick our town of the week for next time out? Nobody would. I could just go up there and pound. Yes, from our trivia team here, representing the Dunder Mifflin trivia team. Your name is?
Danny.
What is your trivia team, Danny?
Oh, that's a good question. It's
a name for those, right?
It's D-Pan Sexy Man at hotmail.com.
Okay, forget about it. Yeah. We want to step up here and close your eyes now and spin around three times and release.
Make sure I'm facing this way.
Good. No, a little more. Okay.
No.
To the right, a little more, a little right.
Oh, yeah, okay. Perfect.
Now throw it. Now throw it.
Yes! Yay!
Morgan City, Louisiana. And again, thank you very much. Somewhere in Alabama.
I think that's
Georgia.
Here,
you win this book, Gorgeous, by Paul Rudnick. Enjoy that. And what did he hit here? I don't know. What is it?
Is that Georgia?
Somewhere in Georgia. Looks like Sparta, near Lake Sinclair in Georgia.
Fantastic.
Huh? Are you excited about that? Holy cow.
Holy cow.
What a throw. Take it away, gentlemen.